Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a
taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
The offers are heating up at Sunrise Chevrolet during our summer savings event. Save on the hot new Chevy of your choice. Malibu, Cruze, Trax, Silverado, and more. Get 20% off MSRP on a new 2018 Chevrolet Equinox or Silverado. But hurry, these offers are for a limited time only. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or shop at sunrisechevrolet.com.
The bright way to buy.
On select models, qualified buyers must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. See dealer for all details. Find new roads.
We've got huge news from Sprint Marketing.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint and get the new Unlimited Plus plan. It features the TV you love with Hulu, music, streaming with Tidal Premium, full HD, and 15 gigabytes of mobile hotspot.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu Limited commercials plan for Sprint account compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit. $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Us 1-8-1-8-6.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
No, I'm not telling you anything.
Middays on The Score.
We're Bernstein and McKnight, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. We still have another $1,000 to give away. I got to try to decide if I want to do this this personal giveaway and turn Friday at Gallagher Way to a bit of a farmer's market.
I think you do it.
If we can, you think I should do it?
You do it. Yeah, what kind of quantities are we talking about?
I don't know.
Pounds?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to see.
Oh, you've not harvested this.
No, it's hard for me to eyeball it and just determine that way. But I'm gonna figure it out one way or another and see what we can do.
We should get an experienced grower over at the house for you. That way you can eyeball it, kind of figure out what you're working with.
And we are also gonna get back to Jabari Parker's honest comments about
yes, we will.
His desire to try to play any defense whatsoever or not. He was extremely honest. We appreciate his honesty.
I really do.
And Theo Epstein was on the score earlier today with the Mully and Hanley show with Barry Rosner sitting in with Brian Hanley. And he was asked if there's any trade deadline acquisition that would be as valuable to the Cubs as simply getting back a healthy Yu Darvish.
He's got, you know, incredible talent and ability to impact the team and get on a roll where he can carry a starting staff. So, but, you know, more than anything, we just want him to get healthy and get back into a routine so he can feel normal here and feel like he's contributing, and the talent part of it will take care of itself. So he's been, obviously really frustrated that he hasn't been able to contribute and his arm hasn't been able to feel great, but he's had a really good last couple of weeks, and we'll check back in with him on Thursday and hopefully it's not too much longer.
Do you have a timetable in your mind, or are you just trying to get him to be patient and making sure that this time when he's back, he's ready?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take it slow because last time, he got right up to the point of an effective rehab game and then had a setback, but we'll have a better feel on Thursday.
And when we heard through the media over the weekend, he seemed to run the whole gamut of emotion, saying he feels better, but then he's also scared because he felt the pain that he did, and he seemed to be covering every possibility. And
yeah, I think his interviews are, it's sometimes it's hard to take what he says too literally because he kind of says everything that's on his mind and with the language barrier and everything. I just wouldn't read too much into any one statement that he says. I think he's, more than anything, he feels better since going down to Dallas and shutting it down and starting to work it back up. He feels good and wants to get back. But, one thing we've learned is just he tends to say everything that's on his mind at any given one moment, and it can kind of come out sometimes a little bit differently than he intends. So we try to make sure at the end of the day we get a check in on how he's really doing and move forward from there. But sometimes the stuff in the media, if you read too much into it, it might be different in a couple of days. So I wouldn't put too much stock into any one thing, but he's feeling good right now.
Theo, I don't know if you ever encountered this in the New York-Boston rivalry, but since you've been in Chicago, you haven't made a habit of responding to what other teams are doing. You're focused on your own team. The Dodgers obviously making a huge move. I would assume the Brewers have some things in mind. Are you just worried about how you're going to make your team better for a postseason run and less focused on what might be happening around the National League?
Yeah, you can't... You can't get reactive in this game and end up making moves that might feel good in the moment or make you feel like, you've responded. But then you look up with the benefit of perspective and realize you really cost yourselves in the long haul. So you have to focus on your players, your team, your roster structure, your long-term roster and payroll outlook. And remind yourself of the goal. The goal is to be competitive, extremely competitive and successful at the highest levels year in, year out. We talked about sustained success, and that's the basic way to define that is getting into October and hopefully deep into October on an annual basis, and that's what we're trying to do. So despite a first half in which a lot of things went wrong for us, we wake up at the All-Star break and we somehow have the best record in the National League, which I think speaks a lot to the overall talent on the roster and a lot of individual contributions and the way the team overcame some adversity. And I think we all feel like we can have a better second half than we had a first half. So we're not going to make dramatic changes for change's sake, but that said, there's certainly areas of the roster that we feel like we can fortify, and we have to create a little bit more depth. We have to create a little bit more quality in certain areas, and that can happen internally, but certainly, if the right deal is there, we wouldn't hesitate to address it externally as well.
And that's the thing, Joe talked about the sneaky manner, and those were his words, that the Cubs got into first place, and as you mentioned, the best record in the National League. And then you look at the leading in all the offensive categories, or all the important ones anyway. Do you agree that it was kind of a sneaky way of doing it? You did it in a very short period of time, a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, you were just telling everyone, hey, the answers are in the clubhouse, and certainly, the Brewers had to go on their slump right before the break, but you took advantage of the home games and had a nice road trip to end up the pre-All-Star part of the schedule.
Yeah, it did feel a little bit sneaky. You know, that 7-1 homestand didn't feel like a 7-1 homestand because we put ourselves behind the eight ball just about every game. You know, we had a lot of 3-0 deficits early and then showed a lot of fight getting back into those games and then winning them late. So that didn't feel like a 7-1 homestand, but it was. And then they go on the road. I thought we played pretty good ball in San Francisco, but lost two of those games late, 1-1 late. And then San Diego, before the break, can be kind of a trap series. You know, everyone's got their families with them. They're looking forward to the All-Star break. They're making All-Star plans. A place we haven't historically played very well recently, West Coast in general. And we really showed up, and that was impressive. After the last couple of years, kind of limping into the break, showing up and playing really good ball in that series, I thought was quite impressive by this group of guys. So, yeah, it was sneaky and just over, you know, how we got in the first place late. But overall, the first half was just sneaky because, you know, if you take a step back and you kind of want to characterize the first half, it's easy to look at all the things that didn't go well. But one thing that did, I think, is, you know, this lineup overall really, really rounding into shape and the type of offense we were playing. You know, this position player core has been sort of the heart of the team in a lot of ways for the last few years, but we've been waiting for all the talent to really manifest at once. And, you know, I think even with certain guys, key guys not having big first halves, the depth of the lineup and the maturation, all the players and their pre-prime or prime age years getting better and getting better. The shape of our offense, sort of putting more balls in play. We didn't hit a ton of home runs in the first half, but we did drive the ball. We did get on base. We did cut down on our strikeouts. You look up and our numbers, if you take out the pitchers hitting, our numbers are right up there with anybody in baseball, including the American League. So yeah, it was a really good first half in that regard.
Theo, Don Zimmer used to say Koufax and Drysdale ain't walking through the door. And he was right, incidentally. But your message to the starters that, look, you know, this is on you guys. The answers are here. The answers are in this room. I wouldn't blame you if you thought to yourself, look, I've spent a lot of money on this rotation. I've invested prospects to get guys here. We should have the answers right here. But does that preclude you in your mind, or do you have to guard against thinking I'm not doing anything else and continue to keep an open mind on what might be out there?
Yeah, I mean, you can't let sort of the path you took to get to a certain point hinder your ability to take a calm, rational look at where you are and what you might need, even if it's in the short term, just to kind of, you know, provide reinforcements for one season, you know, while certain things aren't going well. But look, I don't think our starters really needed any message at all. I think it's just. It happened to be a first half where Q and Hendricks, you know, had a hard time getting locked in, and it looks like late they may have, you know, they may have set themselves up to lock in their deliveries and put themselves in position to have a good second half. I mean, those are two of the most, like, hardworking, thoughtful, trustworthy guys that can consistent. Guys in all baseball. So, you know, those are really good bets to find a way to lock it in and have big second halves. Donnie Lester has been carrying us, and then Darvish never really got going with the health stuff, and Chatwood, you know, look, he knows he's got to figure it out. He's somebody who, you know, his walk rate has really doubled with us, so I think that's unlikely to continue. But he's got to show that pretty quickly, and has a chance to have a big second half and help us. But it doesn't matter how we got here; it's where we are. We're going to be sort of open minded and use common sense and doing what we need to do to support the team overall. And our starting staff has the potential to carry us. I think they will. I think they had a really good road trip, and I think they're poised for a big second half.
Is that an important part of a GM's personality, that ability to separate the emotional part of it and perhaps the disappointment from what actually needs to be done?
I think channeling the emotion is important. Like, if you have to be ultra competitive and you have to be really passionate and you have to be really invested, and so you should feel emotion, and especially when things don't go well, especially when you don't perform well, you should feel that strong burning desire to fix things and get better. But when you, if you allow that to manifest in sort of visceral, feel good in the moment transactions, you really destabilize the franchise for the long run. And you do things that, you know, make yourself feel good. You probably look good in the next day's papers, but over the long run, you've just left your organization in probably a worse long-term position than before you started. So I think the best thing to do is take that emotion, take the intensity of those feelings and just channel it into hard work and channel it into helping contribute to an organizational ethos that leaves no stone unturned, and that, you know, is constantly looking for the next competitive advantage, or looking at every individual in uniform as you know, somebody that we can help put in a position to succeed and get a little bit better. And, you know, really the pennants are won and lost on small adjustments, small decisions, little subtle moves, and that you can take for granted if you're not, as an organization, really emotionally invested and passionate about getting better. So, yeah, but transactionally, I think it's important to always be really calm, step back, see the big picture, do what's in the best long-term interest of the organization, with some exceptions, because sometimes you need to prioritize the short term and have a plan for how to compensate for it in the long term. But, yeah, that passion is best thrown into sort of the infrastructure, the backbone, the behind-the-scenes stuff of the organization that helps us get better every day.
Speaking of staying calm, is it easier for you to stay calm or for Anthony to stay calm when he's had the, you know, struggles he had? Thank God, you know, the leadoff spot is chicken soup for the baseball soul, but he gets up there, starts responding. But he said, hey, that's baseball, and I know he's frustrated in April, but, you know, in June he was still feeling that sustained slump. How does that play out? Do you think he's out of the woods here?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's an extraordinarily good baseball player who had, by his standards, a really subpar first half. So he's healthy, he's motivated, he's got good perspective on it, and I think that makes him an exceptional bet for the second half. So, yeah, I mean, remember last year at the around this time when I think I said, if people are selling Kyle Schwarber stock, we're buying. And it probably wasn't popular at the time because people were having to watch him struggle. And he was in it deeper than Anthony was now. But say the same thing, too. If anyone is foolish enough to say that, we'll be buying that and doubling down on him. He's gonna win a ton of games for us in the second half and lead this team.
Theo, you look at what Hayward's doing now and the resurgence of Justin Wilson. I know you're big on character. I know you look far beyond the analytics to the human side of this and getting to know people and what they will bring to a clubhouse and what they'll bring to the field. When you look at some of the guys who have struggled, who you've picked up, who have turned it around, is that continue to give you reason to be positive about guys like Darvish and about guys like Chatwood?
Yeah. I mean, it's just human nature, you know, and it's baseball. Not everyone's going to be good all the time. That's just the way it works. Everyone's career is a series of ups and downs. And when those valleys happen in your first couple months or your first half season with a new team, it's also human nature for those who observe, like fans and media and sometimes front office people, you know, until you force yourself to step back to generalize and, oh, this is who they are now. This is, you know, this is who they are as a Cub. It's just not the case. It's just, you're seeing a snapshot. And so you have to step back and look at the talent, look at the human being and understand the long-term performance is going to probably be a pretty, realistic reflection of what they've done in their career and look past the first couple months. And the first few months are probably the toughest of anyone joining a new organization because they don't feel normal yet. They don't feel comfortable. And they themselves are putting pressure, on themselves for their performance and probably putting too much stock in short-term performance as well, wanting to contribute, wanting to fit in. But the common characteristic of the guys that we have is they want to contribute. You know, they're not putting pressure on themselves for numbers or or for salary drives or anything. They want to contribute. I think when you have good teammates, they want to feel part of it. They want to be able to contribute to win, so they can look at their teammates in the eye and know that, you know, they're pulling their weight, and you feel more connected when you feel like you're contributing. So I think that's going to happen. What Hayward has done this year, and Justin Wilson, you know, would have been easy for Justin Wilson to kind of write it off after his struggles early this year on the heels of what happened in the second half last year. Say, oh, free agency's, you know, coming at the end of the year, I'll find a new home, find a new start. It just didn't work out here. But he didn't do that, you know, and he's been really big for us in the late innings. And Jason Hayward, obviously no financial incentive for him to continue to work as hard as he did to turn it around with his long-term deal, but he's a leader, and he wants his performance to contribute as much as his heart has, and so he kept working at it, and is just a really, really nice first half for him. So yeah, I think hopefully we have a culture here where when players struggle, they're encouraged by their teammates to just keep grinding, because they know that the contributions are just around the corner as long as you keep the team first and foremost in your mind.
And Theo, Joe mentioned Jason, obviously, but also added Albert Elmora Jr. and Javi as the most improved players on the team so far this season. When you get to young guys like Albert and Javi in particular, what always strikes me is the maturity. And I'll throw Wilson Contreras into that group as well, and Ian Happ, certainly. When you see guys who are mature beyond their years, and you see inside how much they work at the craft, does any of this surprise you? In particular, you know, Javi having the breakout season, even though we've seen him on the postseason stage steal spotlight in the past.
I mean, I wouldn't say complete shock or surprise on some of these guys, because we, you know, obviously we're around them a lot. We know the talent. We know it's eventually going to come out. The timing sometimes surprises you, or the rapid improvement, and then you have to remind yourself these guys are just, you know, 25 years old. And yeah, it's just really impressive. You know, Javi, I think because he's early in his career, he's so undisciplined in the box. I think people who don't see him every day, like national media or people on other teams, it was easy to jump to a conclusion that he just swings at everything and just doesn't care and just doesn't get it. And he's just an undisciplined player. And he's not a smart player. Obviously nothing could be farther from the truth. He's really obviously incredibly instinctive, incredibly smart as a baseball player, and really self-aware. It was just decision-making in the box was sort of the last part of his game to come around, and it's still a work in progress, but you see how meaningful even incremental improvements are in that area, given his incredible ability, and given his power, and given his bat speed, and given how much he can impact the game when he's on base because of his base running, and not to mention obviously the defense. So yeah, it's exciting, because just incremental improvements in his decision making in the box, and his approach, and taming down his swing a little bit, creates such impact that, you know, I expect those incremental improvements to improve. You know, typically decision making gets better as you move into your mid and then late 20s. So that's really exciting. Then Albert, just an incredible job, continuing to put the team first, you know, starting to have a breakout season, and, you know, everyone around him is complaining about the playing time, but not Albert. All he's saying is how he wants to contribute and wants to play a part in winning. And we have got a lot of great players. So he handled that amazingly well. And I think that's a reflection of just how much he cares about W's more than anything else. And it's been awesome to see him relax and let his natural ability take over defensively. And then offensively, he's made great adjustments. You know, it's hard to find someone who can put the ball in play as consistently as he has. And you see what can result, you know, from that kind of approach in today's day and age. So yeah, those two guys really have made big leaps forward this year.
Theo Epstein, the president of baseball operations of the Chicago Cubs, brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. This is...
We're having a day.
In the multiple decades in which I've been doing this job...
Stone Pony?
I can tell decades.
In my 55 years.
This is the newsiest post All-Star Game Day of my radio career. Not only do we have the big NBA trade, all that happened last night between Rob Manfred and Josh Hader, and the news that's coming down now about Josh Hader and Twitter. Apparently at ACC Football Media Day.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun with this
one. I love college football.
This, ladies and gentlemen.
This is so great.
I introduce to you the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels football team, Larry Fedora.
I think because the lessons that you learn in the game of football relay to everything that's going to happen in the rest of your life. And if we stop learning those lessons, we're going to struggle. And, you know, I think in some ways we're struggling more now than we ever have. Are we ever going to be a perfect country? No, not by any means. And but I do think the game of football has had a major impact on who we are as a country.
Okay, that's the start of it.
Okay.
The start of it is the major impact on who we are as a country.
Fair. All right, good setup.
Now
knock it down, Larry.
Yeah, Larry needs some people to talk to him. Our game is under attack. I fear that the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And if it does, our country will go down too. That is Larry Fedora saying our country will go down too.
With the game of football.
The game of, he also said he spoke with an army general.
Yes, he did.
Who believes that the nation's military.
That's right.
Is as powerful as it is because of the number of soldiers who
played football.
Played football.
All right.
But these wait.
Listen.
But wait. There's more from where that came. Because Larry Fedora also.
You mean North Carolina didn't have an SID sidling over to Fedora going, coach.
Shoot him with a tranquilizer dart.
I mean, need to leave.
He also said that he doesn't think it's been proven that the game of football causes CTE, but it's been put out there as if it's fact, and that's turned a lot of people off.
Larry. That's a way to characterize it.
Larry, the NFL's own lawyer admitted that football causes CTE.
And paid a decent amount of money. Probably not enough, but a decent amount of money.
Probably the last person you think would admit it, the NFL officials. Have admitted it.
Also, for a game under attack, really nice that the Green Bay Packers and every other franchise in football could shovel in that $255 million from revenue sharing on TV, right? That's a, thank God it's not more under attack than it is.
So under attack.
Might have been $200 million.
Oh, that's incredible. But the country is going to go down with it.
You're damn right it is.
And those lessons that football teaches, by the way, again, those can't be taught by any other sport.
No, those are individual to football.
It's only football is capable of producing these life lessons that are that bind the fabric of our nation.
The language of student body left at a high school in the middle of nowhere.
It is doing nothing less than holding our country together.
It's the very fabric.
Don't take away football, and smashing your head into things is good, because you know what it turns you into? Larry Fedora. You've got the Bernstein and McKnight show. We've got another $1,000 to give away, and we have to play the bulk of the Jabari Parker answers in their entirety. You have to hear them right next to each other to really get the full feel for what this was.
I feel like this is all karma for asking for the last 2 months of my asking athletes to be honest and offer themselves to us here. Every headline today. They've followed my advice, and most of them just paid the price for it.
Nah, it's all good.
Nobody wants it.
We'll get to all of it. It's been an unpredictably, unexpectedly exciting post-All-Star Game day on the score.
With a new head coach, Mitchell Trubisky's second season, and new offensive weapons, Bears fans have hope to enter a new era of winning Bears football.
You see it, you feel it, there's a want there to be great.
Bears training camp kicks off in Bourbonnais tomorrow. We'll be there with live reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma, plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Bob Arkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. The Open Championship, or as it is known among golf Philistines in the U.S., the British Open, begins early tomorrow morning, as in 1:35 a.m. Eastern Time early. This is golf's best major, if you can put aside all the TV hype and syrupy music that must be endured during Masters Week. It is golf's oldest championship, first played in 1860, and it's played on old links courses that don't depend on tricked-up setups to keep scores from going too low, but on the weather. As the Scots say, if it's nay wind and nay rain, it's nay golf. Without those two, you will see low scores, even at Carnoustie, the most difficult course in the Open Rota. The pre-championship buildup has focused, as always, on the big names, defending champion Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy. Don't be surprised to see players you never heard of atop the leaderboard. The Open is the most international major. Another reason to love it. I'm John Feinstein.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand health and wellness products are buy one, get one 50% off through July 28th. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. And that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Buying a home is more than just about rates and closing costs. And I'll tell you, I don't see us getting beat on that very often. But it should be one of the most exciting times of your life. At the Home Loan Expert Office, my underwriters will get you pre-approved the day you call in, and we can close on your new home purchase in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
If you're dreaming of a new backyard patio or paver driveway, how do you find a contractor you can trust? Go to UniLockQualityContractor.com. That's where you'll find UniLock authorized contractors in your area. Handpicked by UniLock for their superior workmanship and professionalism, UniLock authorized contractors provide a workmanship guarantee that's backed by UniLock. Get a quality job that's done right. Go to UniLockQualityContractor.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first-ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, 5%, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit kbb.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First Inning McKnight brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Boy, the reaction on Twitter right now to Larry Fedora is
getting
really
flayed.
But just how entertained everybody is, right? But this guy just conflating football with the state of the nation. Like, if something were to happen to football, how that could threaten the very bonds that tie society together.
You know, I think
it's
we forget.
So football coachy.
I think we forget that when Washington had the whole guy, everybody camped at Valley Forge over the winter, the only thing that got him out of there were the intramural football games. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that rescued the army from starvation, gangrene, the Brits, the Hessians. I mean, that was it. They had to get out. They were playing 7-on-7.
28 toss drafts. I say we run it 888 straight down the effing middle, hope we get a pass interference.
Stram was a colonel in the Army at the time. And Hamilton, as you'll recall, was the offensive coordinator for a lot of those teams.
This is how they think, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
If you really unmask a lot of these football creatures, that's how they think. This sport makes men. Men make country good, country strong. Football, guns, military, country, guns, football, life lessons, head hurts.
This from the 815. Because I've been with the Yu Darvish stuff. When Yu Darvish started talking about his, after his rehab started, South Bend, right? Mm-hmm. And admitted confusion, admitted not knowing what pain and hurt is and not sure where things were going to be.
You don't know what pain is!
He was honest about things. And I said then that I endorse more honesty from our athletes, from coaches, from those in the public sphere. I want the honesty.
Yep.
And people have been today getting flayed for being honest. Whether it's Larry Fedora, whether it's Rob Manfred, whether it's Josh Hader.
I'm cool with it.
I do want the honest. This from the 815. I don't want honest. I want PC. No.
No.
That's bull. I want honest. Because what comes with honesty, or what comes after honesty, is the need for accountability.
There's consequences
and
accountability.
You say something stupid while you're being honest, well, you've got to be accountable for that. You've got to hold yourself accountable for that. And you got to find, if in the case of Hader, you've been honest and haven't changed or have changed or just feel the need to apologize, you got to seek your own forgiveness in that stuff.
That's why guys like Charles Barkley and Ozzie Guillen are people that we have generally to, and even with Theo Epstein in his own way, guys to whom we gravitate because they seem incapable of lying to you. And that's fine. Some people just don't quite get it. It doesn't mean that you say you want honesty and then you criticize. Well, that's our job. Because, yes, there are consequences for that kind of honesty. You show who you really are.
Yes.
And then we're allowed to have opinions and make judgments about you and what you say and what you might think and what that might say about you based on what you really think. That's awesome.
Stories are a lot better to tell and talk about and retell when they're honest stories.
And here's the Larry Fedora aspect, too. And this is what we're hearing a lot of now. Now, from the football truthers about chronic traumatic encephalopathy and whether or not football is causal, it's the same as big tobacco. Not every habitual lifelong smoker gets lung cancer. That's true. Not every person who plays football evinces brain damage until maybe later the brain's cut up and you see where it actually acts like they have any sort of cognitive issue. Not everybody who plays football ends up with cognitive problems. That doesn't mean there isn't a correlative relationship between smashing one's head and brain damage that debilitates, just as it means there isn't a correlative relationship between smoking, inhaling a lot of tar and getting lung cancer. It doesn't mean everybody automatically gets lung cancer. It doesn't mean everybody automatically gets chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It just means that reasonable people who have studied this say, yeah, you probably would rather not if you're trying to take every step to avoid damaging your brain. Don't put a plastic bucket on your head and slam it into things.
There's a culture within locker rooms and within clubhouses that is, it's a very understandable one, and it's the us against the world mentality, right? It's this idea that you can have bulletin board material. Nobody believed in us. Even when the Astros, or to a certain degree, the Cubs, right, win a World Series and are the best team in baseball going into the season and coming out of the season, or Nick Saban wins championships at Alabama, regardless of the talent that you have in the locker room, you will at some point that season, as a coach, whether you're a positional coach or a head coach or a manager or whatever, there's this position that you'll take at some point during the season that nobody believed in us, men. We got this done.
So tired.
It's just us, right? Yeah, it is. But it also will get, especially in college football, it'll get 19 and 20-year-olds to play for you. It will get those who haven't been exposed to it, well, yeah, for very much for free, in some cases. It will very much get a number of players behind you and going for you and pulling on the same end of the rope and all that cliche that I want so much to exchange for honesty in this level of discourse. But you can't necessarily take that mindset, right? This war, everyone's against us and it's just us in the locker room here. Spreading that mindset to the game of football and the war that is or isn't being waged on the game. I mean, I think it's pretty clear, especially evident in this show, where yes, it's been pretty proven that football's not safe. That was proven in 1970, though.
It was proven in
1980. Yes, of course it was. You had to ban certain positions in certain, what was it, the TR had to ban the number of guys were dying on the field. That was 100 years ago, but longer than that. Either way, we know this game is dangerous, and rallying around this whole idea of they're coming for our game, men, that's not going to get you the same reaction.
Not just the game. Larry Fedora has elevated this to not only are they trying to take your precious game and your precious
different
bodily fluids, these people are trying to undermine the very fabric of the nation and the military by doing so.
But it's crazy to me that these coaches who will do the same thing, who will say they're coming for our game, they're coming for our game, and then be lost and apoplectic when all of a sudden there's not the response to that same message they've been giving their locker room as it is when they say it out loud to everyone listening who consumes the game of football. They're like, oh, wait, they didn't, not everybody rallied behind me on this one?
We didn't. No, because you're a weirdo.
I didn't successfully demonstrate that they're coming for our game and we're not all fighting against it together? It's weird to me that coaches don't see the difference between the two of them, that many coaches don't.
Segment brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. Yeah, that's you could tell by the reaction of those assembled listening to Larry Fedora that everybody thought, yeah.
Everybody's head just slowly canting to the side. Like,
yeah, we don't. And the fact is, like, I talked to generals who said the military is powerful because of football. And if we get rid of football, our country is going to die. All of us here will be overrun by whom? By the country that plays tougher American football than America? What the hell are you talking about? We're in danger of what? We're in danger of losing what? What country are you? Where do you live?
There's something really entertaining, regardless of what he said or what anybody. It's watching someone work themselves into a lather without much of a prompt is an eye-opening experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do it here every day. I mean, that's kind of the thing. That's how you do this. But kind of watching a person go off the deep end like that, just mm-hmm. willingly swimming out to the very edge of the lake and then just diving down.
Swimming out to the open sea like the great wild herring. I mean, it's just when you see they start to hear themselves a little bit and they start to kind of
like
feel
the rhythm.
Yeah. It's Beckman. It's what Tim Beckman used to do. Tim used to just start saying words, and that's why he'd latch onto his acronyms, and he would come up with certain things, and next thing you know, you're like, yeah, you're not.
Let me ask you a little insight here. When he gave you WINT, was he making that acronym up on the fly?
Like, is that what that really was?
I think
he... Was that no. something that he...
He was sitting... We were sitting in studio.
Yeah, it was you and Terry.
Yeah, and he said, our motto is... His literal line, we have it in the archives somewhere. Our motto is win. Whatever is necessary today.
Coach?
And I said, in real time, I said, isn't that Wint?
Do you... But you... So you could see the wheels turning.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
So this
he,
was a...
He had it. He had our motto. Our motto is win whatever is necessary today. Just like that.
I have myself been in situations where you just, the wheels spin and you say things and you go, oh, wait, that was dumb.
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today. And we're taking one day at a time to get ourselves better.
How have you been received with
be
the coaches?
Wint?
Yeah.
Win. W-I-N.
But the today
whatever
makes it
is
wint.
Necessary.
How have you been received by these coaches in Illinois?
I'd always wondered if that was a thing where he just, you thought he kind of went off, or whether that was prepared, and he just said today. I've always wondered.
You can't not say something.
Okay.
You can't say it's win and then give us wint.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, amidst all the headlines today, every single one of them, whether it's Hader or Trout and Manfred, mm-hmm. or our interview with Jabari Parker and the press conference, and Larry Fedora, and I'm sure I'm spacing out, there's even more. You know what headline we haven't had come across yet? Like, not confirmed? Nothing done?
The trade?
Yes.
The NBA trade.
The Kawhi thing. No. Manny Machado's trade.
Right. That hasn't happened yet.
That was supposed to have been wrapped up maybe 72 hours ago with names exchanged. I mean, Yusniel Diaz is the only name that I've seen. We've yet to see anything official. And I, really, right now?
No, but this is a terrific point. Thank you. Thank you, 847 Texter.
Oh.
Said, you're forgetting Fedora and Beckman are friends. Fedora hired Beckman to be a consultant.
Really?
Remember? Until we smoked it out, a bunch of people said, whoa, wait a second. This abusive coach is going to be a consultant, and then North Carolina was shamed into firing him
an
hour after they hired him. That's...
Wow.
That's perfect. That is so great.
Football coach circles are quite something.
The 847 says, my son is a Marine. He played soccer and French horn. Nope, not tough enough. Then he might be a Marine, but he is contributing to the downfall of society and the weakness of our military.
French
because,
horn?
Because he didn't play football.
Play a trumpet. Toughen up.
Yeah. Play a clarinet or something like
you
my kid.
You know how hard French horn is to play? It's
no.
a completely different structure.
It's awful.
It's lefty,
it's
right?
It's not even that. It's the whole, the way you form the aperture to actually.
Your embouchure has to be so tight.
You still blow into it though.
Yeah,
right?
But it's a whole different system. You have to use your tongue. You have to do the whole deal. It's very difficult.
It's a super small mouthpiece.
You have to lick it?
No, you.
I would be really bad at French horn from this description. I would be really awful.
I actually just kind of want to let Connor describe it and see where he goes with it.
You do. You have to tongue it. It's like a tick instead of a buzz that you have to make with the rest of brass instruments.
But you have to do that to separate the tone anyway. Is the tongue matters when you're playing a brass instrument?
All tongues
for sure.
Well, of course, all tongues matter, but especially ones that are with instruments.
It's like there's the line from "Take the Money and Run," from his piano teacher, and he says he had no concept of the instrument; he was blowing into it. It's a piano, and then he played the cello in the marching band, which is the best version.
He played cello.
There's actually a scene of him. He'd race ahead and set the chair down and play, then pick the chair up and run again. But the fact that he got a piano and he was blowing into it. It is now time, and what better time, for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is harbor. Text harbor to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is harbor to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. These coaches are just awesome.
Coaches are great.
Coaches are great. But that's a huge, huge call. It's a great pull, 847. The fact that Larry Fedora and Tim Beckman are from the same
cloth.
And didn't North Carolina have a bunch of injured players last season? Like at an exorbitant amount of was it 37, I think, that were hurt and couldn't get back onto the field or asked to? I mean, there's a whole injury situation at North Carolina, too.
Yeah, they were down. Their man games lost, I think, led all of college football. Like, it was like a Bears-level number. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. I don't want to leave without playing the Jabari Parker cuts again. If you have both of them here, we asked a couple of questions about his commitment to playing defense. And this is after John Paxson yesterday assured us on these airwaves, assured us
right.
that they were talented, that and he explained in fine, granular, coachy detail how they could get better and what they could do. So I used the exact terms, if you noticed, that Paxson brought up in some of these questions, but listen very carefully to how Jabari Parker self-defines his role as defender. A coach that taught me a lot about pro basketball was fond of saying, anybody who can play offense can play defense. If you can put the ball in the basket, you can keep the ball from going in the basket. Is he right, and can you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just stick to my strengths, you know, like, look at everybody in the league. They don't pay players to play defense. You know, there's only two people historically to play defense. You know, I'm not going to say that I won't, but to say that's a weakness is like saying that's everybody's weakness, because I've scored 30s and 20s on a lot of guys who say they play defense.
Do you think you can be just, you know, an adequate switch for a couple dribble defender?
Well, I mean, if you know the game, you also know that everyone's a pro, right?
Yeah.
And you know that certain guys have an average. No matter what you do, they still get that average. So they pay people to score the ball. And I will hope that somebody scores the ball on me if they pay them that much. So I'm not saying that's a cop-out or nothing, but, you know, it's the NBA. The professionals, everybody scores just amount of limiting them as much as you can, trying to contain them.
Okay.
Is that a team defense that's got to limit a guy like, I don't know, James Harden from putting up 35?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, like James Harden, MVP, like a bad night for him is 25, you know, especially somebody that has a ball in their hands and that's so decisive. You just got to respect them, try to contain them as much as you can. But, you know, a better offense wins the championship.
Okay.
I would just guess that, you know, Fred Hoiberg would prefer James Harden to have that bad night of 25 as
because
opposed
he's
to
got
35
for the hand in his
because,
face.
Yeah, because somebody's doing something or hedging on a screen, whatever you want to. That was honest.
Again,
honest from Jabari. And from a certain perspective, I get it. Like, he's coming off of two ACL surgeries. He is known as an offensive player. He's going to get back in this league, for better or worse, with his offensive skill set. I get that honesty.
Very good point from you that this has been a day of openness and honesty.
It certainly has
That's
been.
That's what we've been talking about. Whether it's been Rob Manfred saying what he said, that we know is probably true, but not something a commissioner should be saying about a star player in his league refusing to market himself, as if it's his job to do it himself and his job to lift all the other ships.
Well, it's just also with Rob Manfred, you've got a bunch of, if he's going to point that finger, he's got plenty issues within his own realm of fixing that he hasn't yet, too.
We had Josh Hader showing his ass on Twitter and kind of saying that it was inexcusable, except it seems relatively excusable.
It's been somewhat excused by his franchise and by Major League Baseball. I wonder what his teammates will be willing to excuse or not.
We haven't found out how they're going to talk about this internally, what they're going to do, I'm sure it's going to be very privately done, but there's got to be a plan here that you
see. I'm sure it will be privately done, but if you mean it, I don't know, maybe I'm asking for too much, I guess, but if you're Josh Hader and you meant what you said last night, that these are no longer my views, these are not things I believe, and this was stupid, stupid stuff that a 17-year-old tweeted, then why do that in private? You know, why keep that? I mean, I understand the conversation with teammates are going to be private, and there's locker room stuff and whatever, but why turtle now? I mean, that's what you believe, if you believe now that you have evolved, that you have come around, that you have become a better man, you're going to do that in private?
I don't know the right way to do it. I think people either believe that you are the same guy. And actually, didn't he say he didn't remember sending some of those tweets?
I believe he said that about some of them. Yes.
That's weird.
It is.
How do you, how? Let's just stop at that for a second. What do you mean you don't remember?
I made this point earlier. If you even believe those things, let's say if you're just a player who's just a horrible person, right? And you've got all these terrible, terrible thoughts and you've tweeted them all when you were 17. Even that guy, when he gets signed by an agent, is about to go in the draft, has to at this day and age go, "Welp, can't have anybody find these." You know that. In the worst case scenario, somebody raises their hand and goes, "I've tweeted things that is going to get me in trouble." Apparently that never happened with Josh.
Just didn't think about it, didn't remember it, didn't know. I do know that we've got a very special afternoon show coming your way. It's going to be the final reunion show for the Heavy Fuel crew of McNeil and Boers, and they are going to be live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield studio just down the hall here on the ninth floor. We're going to head down there and do transition from there with them, and it's coming up next on The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
I mean, the Orioles want to do a rebuild with it.
Yeah, I mean, what are they in now?
Rebuild.
What are you doing as we speak?
That's a nice corporate term that really, when translated, means we suck. We've sucked at our jobs for some time. We're among the bottom feeders right now, and we're in rebuild.
Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
experienced homeowner interested in learning the truth about reverse mortgage loans. Have you outlived your retirement assets or your Social Security no longer covers your monthly expenses? Are you interested in learning how reverse mortgage loans can extend your retirement assets? Are you depleting your savings, paying your parents' bills? Are you interested in getting your reverse mortgage loan questions answered by a local reverse mortgage loan expert? Well, if you said yes to any of these questions, then I encourage you strongly to join local media legend Orion Samuelson at Team Hochberg's free reverse mortgage seminar at Dell Webb in Huntley on Friday, July 27th from 3 to 5 p.m. David will explain the many benefits of reverse mortgage loans and answer all your reverse mortgage loan questions. The seminar is free and refreshments will be served. To register for this free reverse mortgage loan seminar on Friday, July 27th at Dell Webb in Huntley from 3 to 5 p.m., go to reversedavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
Sam 76 from Sam Adams has the refreshing drinkability of a lager, but the delicious flavor of an ale. So, an ale-ger? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain, easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save for the flavor responsibly.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, I mean, I think you'll be one. You will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you and teams about your defense? What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in midday, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Join Sycamore Speedway this Friday for the Figure 8 one-on-one drags and compact car demo. Saturday, it's the DeKalb County Championship. 30 laps for SLM and Badger Midgets. For more info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.